I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. November marked the two-year anniversary of the current Russian-Ukrainian conflict.
What started as a frustration of Ukrainians with the current corruption of a government eventually ended up in their former president fleeing to Russia and seeking asylum in Moscow.
Reach Global's Amy Ritchie says the simple call for justice was met with violence and eventually war. Ukrainians have been frustrated by the world's inattention to their crisis, but there's still hope.
The great thing is that God is bigger than all of this, and you will find a sense of encouragement and a sense of hope for Ukraine and for its future generations, and a continued openness to the gospel.
From war, we turn to God's Word. Wycliffe Bible Translators USA is demystifying the idea that churches don't have a role in Bible translation. Wycliffe USA's Tim Bourne.
What we've been doing is actually creating models that churches have piloted with us, where they actually, as a whole church body, they can go on a journey with a people group. They can partner with a people group, help them get their scripture. In the late 90s, you know, you had about 3,000 remaining languages that a Bible translation needed to be started. Today, that number dropped under 1,800. The beauty of it is it has everything to do with how the global church is responding and becoming involved in God's word for every single language.
Details on these stories and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news update at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.